We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Admirable viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor, and Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyaca Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Bayeme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Intacua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Ascension, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. And Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. And Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bouye on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolian Hove Province, Channel 21 on Hanalte Cable TV. In Iridanet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tinger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Kimori Cable TV. In Supatur, Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhun Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and Hotus on 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. in Unterhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sandbird Company. In Sunshine City in Dornohav Province, Channel 25 on SunPower Company. And in Mandelhav City, Channel 12 on Herold Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neo Strata TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 95 on Yongja Lua Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Minchong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tungtai Cable TV. And in Chai County, Channel 97 on Guoshung Cable TV. And in Puzhou City, Channel 90 on Daiyang Cable TV. In Chai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Toliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yunchan Township on Beikan Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, South Korea honors those working to reduce the effects of climate change. In good governance news, Sweden supports Turkey's efforts to gain European Union membership. In cultural news, Yemen's first female filmmaker is one of the honored judges at the Gulf Film Festival. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 28th, Ms. Yekaterina Maximova, one of Russia's most beloved ballerinas of the 20th century, is fondly remembered. She was born in Moscow in 1939 and passed away on this day in 2009. Her award-winning career spanned more than 30 years, in which she often partnered with her husband Vladimir Vasiliev, another of Russia's great ballet dancers. Ms. Maximova joined the prestigious Bolshoi Ballet in 1958. Some of her famous performances included Khitri in Don Quixote, Masha in The Nutcracker, and Phrygia in Spartacus. She appeared on stages around the world with many other companies and was adored internationally, known for her immense talent and presence on stage. After retiring in 1994, she shared her expertise as a coach to younger ballerinas. May the beauty and elegance expressed by outstanding artists such as Ms. Yekaterina Maximova continue to bring us glimpses of the divine.
Flying news. Disasters continue to upset Indian state. On Saturday night, April 24th, the northeastern state of Assam in India endured a violent thunderstorm, the second such intense weather within a week, with winds over 100 kilometers per hour. According to reports from various districts, this storm claimed at least 21 lives and destroyed over 4,000 homes, with damage to tens of thousands of others as it swept through hundreds of villages, taking out power lines and trees as well. Officials stated that many houses were flattened within seconds from the high winds, and more than 175,000 residents were displaced in a state that had already been hard hit by storms since April 13. Relief and Rehabilitation Ministry staff are striving to assess damage and provide aid for the affected. We are thankful for the timely and caring efforts of the Relief and Rehabilitation Ministry. Our sincere sympathies for the lives lost, and we pray for the protection of the Indian people as we hasten our steps to ease such distressing events and restore the earth to a harmonious and gentle existence.
Earthquakes jolt US, Mexico, Formosa or Taiwan and Philippines. Late on Saturday night, April 24th, a moderate 4.0 magnitude earthquake rattled an area near the city of Corpus Christi in Texas, USA, raising concern as such tremors are extremely rare in the state. On Monday, the U.S.-Mexico shared border area that had been hit by a fatal 7.2 magnitude quake in early April was again shaken by two aftershocks just 10 minutes apart, measuring 4 and 3.4 on the Richter scale.
Meanwhile, across the globe, a 6.6 magnitude tremor on the same day had rumbled the ocean floor between the Philippines and Formosa. Tremors were also felt throughout Formosa, where buildings swayed in the capital, Taipei. Fortunately, none of these quakes were reported to cause damage or injuries, and no major tsunami warning was issued. Our gratefulness for the welfare of all those in the tremor-shaken areas, as we also pray that such distressing situations soon diminish through humanity's kinder stewardship of the earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Union contributes food assistance to Ethiopia. A 23 million euro donation for food aid is being provided through the United Nations World Food Programme to deliver 1 month of emergency staples such as wheat, beans and oil to 2.3 million Ethiopians, along with 3 month supplies for 300,000 malnourished children and expectant or nursing women. Present for the handing over ceremony were Ethiopian representatives, European Union delegates, and UN World Food Programme officials. Head of Cooperation for the European Union delegation, Denis Thulin, stated, "Through this contribution, Europe is demonstrating its deep commitment to ending hunger and improving the lives of the most vulnerable people in Ethiopia." Your Excellency, European Union and United Nations World Food Programme, Providence bless your humanitarian support for the Ethiopian people. May such kind efforts as yours encourage many more, so that stable food supplies and daily abundance are restored to all beings.
Austrian President Heinz Fischer, re-elected. Winning nearly 80% of the vote on Sunday, April 25th, the incumbent President Fischer was elected to another 6 years in office. With a long history of public service, the President's former positions include science minister and numerous other government roles, both within his political party and parliament. In his acceptance speech, the President stated, "I am extremely happy and thank the Austrian population for having so much confidence in me. We send our sincere congratulations, Your Excellency, on your re-election, wishing you every success in serving the lofty ideals of all Austrian fellow citizens."
Intelligence Squared audience votes in favor of organic foods. Initially launched in London, United Kingdom, the Intelligence Squared debates are a tradition whereby a topic or motion is discussed by two sets of speakers. The motion is voted by a viewing audience both before and after the debate to see which speakers have been more effective in their presentation of the topic. A recent Intelligence Squared US debate held at New York University, USA, featured six expert panelists, with US-based National Public Radio, or NPR, and Bloomberg TV as media sponsors. The discussion focused on whether organic foods are so-called marketing hype or if they are worth the extra cost, with 45% of the audience prior to the debate voting in favor of the validity and value of organic foods. The votes in favor of organic rose to nearly 70% following the discussion. Our appreciation, Intelligence Squared, and all involved for bringing more awareness of this important topic of our times. May similar conclusions be reached by more and more people who choose organically grown fresh produce for the improved health of our environment and ourselves.
Los Angeles Times Festival of Books unveils World of Cultural Enrichment.
Let me hear you now, puff the magic dragon, lived by the sea.
attracting more than 130,000 book lovers to convene in California, USA, over the weekend of April 24th, the 15th annual Los Angeles Times Festival of Books was held on the campus of the prestigious University of California, Los Angeles.
Amidst 300 diverse exhibitor booths representing booksellers, publishers, and literacy and cultural organizations, this largest and most esteemed book festival in the country featured over 400 authors. There were also appearances and engaging readings by celebrities, some of whom are writers themselves, including Peter Yarrow of the legendary folk singing group Peter, Paul and Mary, as well as Emmy and Grammy award-winning filmmaker Carl Reiner.
What do you want children to get from your books?
I want them to laugh. I want to tickle kids. There's enough mayhem in the world. I want a little mirth. Mirth rather than mayhem.
Appearances were made by other famed book enthusiasts, such as Grammy-nominated singer Ryan Adams, former astronaut Buzz Aldrin, and actors Will Wheaton, Sarah Silverman, and Amber Tamblyn. Acclaimed vegan actress Alicia Silverstone was also present at the festival to share
really
about her new book.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us, nourishes us, gives us our best selves is also the same food that heals the planet and is kind to other creatures. It just so happens to be a win-win for everyone. So that's why I called it the Kind Diet.
The Los Angeles Times Festival of Books is also renowned for its celebration of wholesome values through the written word, such as ideas for better living and caring for the earth.
Look what's happened to the consciousness around the environment. It's not as quick as we might like, but it's happening all the time.
Tony and Grammy Award-winning actress Bernetta Peters, who is also an animal welfare advocate and children's book author, delighted audiences with a Broadway-style reading.
Sometimes a heart needs so much more. Just open it so love can come through.
Also participating as an exhibitor in the family-friendly festival was the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, with Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds. Supreme Master Television collaborated with the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Los Angeles Center in creating the presentation that conveyed the book's message about cherishing our co-inhabitants and the environment. Visitors lingered to read them and went away smiling with free SOS flyers and compassionate vegan cupcakes.
It's a pleasure to learn about Supreme Master Qinghai and her beautiful books, The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life.
She has a great mission to bring out compassion and love in people, animal rights, all that stuff that the books are about.
It just kind of drew me in. I thought this has got to be interesting. And then to come in and find that she's all about peace and tranquility and the relationship of animals to us as humans.
In this book, these are just amazing. I mean, if you look at every one of these birds in the book, you can see the personalities. I mean, this is not just a bird that's sitting there. These birds are just shining and living and loving life like we all should.
Our appreciation, Los Angeles Times, University of California, the City of Los Angeles, and all those supporting and involved in this wonderful event. We are grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai and the many bookmakers for illuminating our hearts and minds with beneficial thoughts. May humanity's love of reading be a timeless vehicle for elevating our world.
Hi, my name is Carl Reiner. If you're watching this, you're watching Supreme Master Television. And you're right to do it.
This is Puff the Magic Dragon, alias Peter Yarrow, and you're watching Supreme Master Television, a great, great vehicle for togetherness and understanding. Stay tuned.
First Nobel Humanitarian Awards Middle East celebrates humanitarian organizations. Honoring charities in the region for their giving endeavors, the premier Nobel Humanitarian Awards Middle East was held on Saturday, April 24th at the Emirates Palace in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. During the gala ceremony, 10 Middle East-based philanthropic organizations were recognized, including Dubai Autism Center, Dubai Cares, Friends of Cancer Patients Society, the General Women's Union, Gulf for Good, Life for Relief and Development, Make-A-Wish Foundation, United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority, United Nations Children Fund or UNICEF, and finally the Zayed Higher Organization for Humanitarian Care, Special Needs and Minors Affairs. Hosted by renowned Egyptian actress Yusra, top Arab celebrities also offered performances as well as presenting the honors, with the award sculptures designed by Hollywood star and philanthropist Antonio Banderas. Addressing attendees, founder Janine Mansour said, "I believe that tonight marks an historic event, as through our collective efforts, a platform that recognizes and encourages the priceless work done by regional organizations has been born. Congratulations, all the philanthropic organizations, for your dedicated work and deserved recognition. Many thanks also, Miss Janine Mansour, and talented stars for your contributions, as we look forward to the continued celebration of such worthy endeavors that uplift all of humanity."
Save our planet. Climate change now forecast to bring much higher sea level impact. New research conducted independently by scientists from England, China and Denmark anticipates a 1 meter sea level rise in the next 100 years. This is nearly 3 times the previous estimate made by the United Nations International Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, whose 2007 calculations did not take into account the dynamic effects of melting ice sheets.
One of the most recent studies conducted by the Niels Bohr Institute at the University of Copenhagen in Denmark evaluated sea levels from the 1700s to the present. The results forecast a sea level rise of between 0.7 and 1.2 meters during the next 100 years, with the variation being determined by humanity's actions to curb greenhouse gas emissions.
"International scientists, we are grateful for your efforts that further clarify the increasingly perilous state of our planet. Let us all join now, while there is still time, to protect our shared earthly abode."
Addressing the gravity of this dire situation during an interview for the September 2009 edition of The House magazine, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded that it may be alleviated through humanity's adoption of nobler standards.
"It's too serious. Too serious. Sea level rise, for example, threatens half the world's population living within 200 kilometers of a coastline. 17 million in Bangladesh have fled their homes already, mainly because of coastal erosion. In the United Kingdom as well, several coastal flooding disasters have already occurred, with more forecast by the nation's Department of Environment. This is due in part to the fact that over 26 million residents in the UK lived in coastal zones, with 40% of Britain's manufacturing industry also located on or near the coast. These situations will only worsen, not improve, until we stop the course. This means to halt the livestock production and meat consumption. If humans switch to vegan diet, the earth will begin cooling immediately, and many of these dilemmas can be even reversed. So please, be wise and do good to save the planet and all the beings on it, including you and me."
Save Our Planet. Azerbaijani Ecology and Natural Resources Minister Hussein Gulu Bagirov reports that the primary cause of the country's landslides is an increasing population of semi-nomadic pastoralists whose growing livestock herds are causing the destruction of forests and grasslands.
Save Our Planet. Scientists at Germany's Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research warn that currently stated commitments for emission reductions will create a global average temperature rise of 3 degrees Celsius by 2100, falling far short of the Copenhagen Accord's stated goal of under 2 degrees.
Save Our Planet, highlighting an effective partnership with both indigenous and international communities. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Guyana affirms the country's continued dedication to safeguarding the Amazon rainforest.
How are you, friends? I'm Ko.
And I'm Ju. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Ju and I are both following the diet of kindness. We're vegan.
We would like to share a safety tip.
If you're ever in a situation in which your clothes catch fire, remember, stop, drop, and roll.
That means stop. Don't run. Drop and lie down on the ground and roll your body around to smother the flames.
If you see someone else whose clothes are on fire, you can shout to them. Stop, drop, and roll, and throw a coat or blanket over the person while she or he is on the ground. This will help put out the flames.
Immediately call for emergency medical help or ask someone else to while you're rendering assistance.
Take care. Thank you for tuning in.
And thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now, the weather around our beautiful globe.
In environmental news, South Korea pays tribute to environmental efforts. The National Assembly Climate Change Forum of South Korea honored individuals and organizations for their work in reducing the effects of climate change. The top Environment Ministry Award for Excellence in the Civil Sector was given to Buan Civil Power Station. It is dedicated to supporting a village community in becoming energy independent and adopting organic farming practices. Also in that category are association member Kim Young-gyu, director of the Gangwon Province Military Manpower Administration, was recognized. Director Kim is a vegan, has been involved in the Meat Free Monday campaign, commutes on bicycle, and has given public talks about mitigating global warming by adopting the plant-based diet.
칭하이 무상사께서 지구온난화의 심각성과 그 해결 방안으로서 채식을 하고 환경을 보존하고 선한 행동을 하라 하는 말씀을 들었습니다. 특히 유기농 비건이라는 아주 간단하면서도 강력한 해결책을 제시하는 데에 특별한 감명을 받았습니다. 저는 곧바로 지구온난화 방지를 위한 행동하는 사람이 되었습니다.
The Korean Coast Guard received a prize in the public sector, Asiana Airlines in the business sector, and Seoul City Councilwoman Ha Ji-won in the citizen sector.
저희 아시아나항공에서 탄소를 줄이고 하고자 하는 그런 노력들을 인정해 주셨다는 것, 그런 것들에 대해서 영광스럽게 생각합니다. 정말 고객을 소중히 모실 줄 아는 항공사라면 우리 지구의 환경도 같이 고객과 함께 같이 아울러서 그렇게 소중하게 생각할 줄 알아야 된다.
전 서울시 의원으로서 서울시 그런 정책이 정말 CO2 저감과 연결될 수 있도록 그 여러 정책들 그동안 해왔지만 앞으로도 지속적으로 해나가도록 하겠습니다. 네. 우리 마음의 변화가 지구를 바꿀 수 있다고 생각합니다.
Our sincere congratulations all recipients of these fine accolades and our appreciation for your commitment to save our planet. May the green lifestyle, including the organic vegan diet, soon be adopted by all for a return to a pristine world.
In good governance news, Sweden offers encouragement for Turkey to join the European Union. Sweden will donate 8.5 million euros annually from 2010 to 2013 for a program that will enhance relations between the two nations. In addition, democratic developments in Turkey, focusing on women and minority groups, will be supported. The project will be coordinated by the Swedish International Development Cooperation Agency and the Center for Turkish-Swedish Friendship, with the Swedish Embassy in Istanbul, Turkey. Our earnest thankfulness, Sweden, for your generous dedication to Turkey. May citizens of both nations grow in mutual understanding for a more gentle world. Up next on Noteworthy News, an eminent Yemen woman filmmaker serves as a respected jury member for the Gulf Film Festival. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. More happy news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, distinguished news for an illustrious world. In cultural news, Yemen's first female filmmaker helps judge the Gulf Film Festival. Ms. Hadija El Salami was one of the eminent jury members of this year's Gulf Film Festival held in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Ms. El Salami has produced more than 20 documentaries for television in Yemen and France. These include Amina, which received the second prize at the Muh Arab Awards at the Dubai International Film Festival in 2006. Ms. El Salami has also co-written a book, The Tears of Sheba. She is presently the press counselor and director of the Communication and Cultural Center at the Embassy of Yemen in Paris, France. Congratulations, Ms. Hadija El Salami, on your many fine accomplishments. May you continue making outstanding artistic contributions to our world with Allah's blessings.
Please enjoy a joke told in Bunun, spoken in Formosa or Taiwan, entitled Drawing Class.
Haida do tatini sinsia mas nanava I yuting wa vada sa doen lu sta maka yuting wa vada da makas ma tu dunga ma patas mas so pa do ika wa vada ta sa du tu ma in ta kas ma bun sa dunga ma patas san so pa do tatini binanoa saida yuting no wa vada da tu paun lu sta tu makas ma ma patas tu paun lu sta tu ma so patasan Tupado ko vada tu, mapata sa kitama dihanin. Ah? Tama dihanin? Say, doon ko sa tama dihanin tu, makansiap tu makok patas, na si makakansiap tu makso simpatas. Tupado ka, vada at atikisa tu, na niya pinsa mong kitunganin sa kmadungay na sa doanin.
And now for our viewers' heartline about animal telepathic communicator Penelope Smith on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants.
Thanks for this great show, and special thanks for the translation, so that this message can be put deep in the hearts of many, many humans. All love to you. Jean from Haldensleben, Germany.
Animal cherishing Jean, it is beautiful to get your note. Hearing Miss Penelope Smith's heartfelt communications from our well-wishing friends is indeed a treat. We pray all people realize how intelligent, delightful, and loving our animal co-inhabitants really are. With the light of the providence to you and your earth-friendly co-citizens of Germany.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life be graced with celestial love and benediction.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Egypt sends humanitarian medical aid, including 4 tons of vaccines, antibiotics and other medicines, to landslide-affected residents of Uganda's Bududa region.
The United States and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, announced plans to begin transferring security to Afghan government personnel by the end of 2010.
Passenger flights between Iraq and the United Kingdom resume, with the first flight in 20 years arriving at Gatwick Airport from Baghdad.
Her Majesty Queen Rania of Jordan visits an elementary school in Illinois, USA, to read her new children's book, The Sandwich Swap, based on her own childhood experience of learning to show appreciation for other cultures.
Using floating crafts, Russian rescuers save 50 men who were being carried away on an ice floe in Lake Busa, near the country's far east Sakhalin Island.
The U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration scientists at the Solar Dynamics Observatory in Colorado, USA, release images from a new satellite designed to test existing theories and forecast solar storms.
President of Bosnia and Herzegovina, Haris Selajic, affirms the cordial nature of his meeting with Serbia's President Boris Tadic, saying that both sides have agreed on a new start of friendship in their country's bilateral relations.
In Wisconsin, USA, a woman rescues 14 ducklings from the dangers of road traffic after their mother had been struck by a passing car, bringing the little ones to be cared for at the Wisconsin Humane Society.
With the African nations of Chad and Sudan agreeing to collaborate more closely on border security, the number of United Nations peacekeepers stationed in Chad are reduced from 3,350 to 1,900.
In a study showing that cigarette smoking does not prevent weight gain, researchers from the University of Navarra in Spain find that non-smokers, on average, are lighter in weight than their smoking counterparts. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.